Wrestling with Brad and Sean Jay on Gacy Drive.
Welcome to the very first edition of our council news program here on KC 107.7. Today we are honoured to have the Speaker of Drakensberg Municipality, Alderman Koos Le Roux, joining us on KC Drive. He'll be giving us a rundown of the key decisions made at the latest council meeting and also explain how these decisions will impact the daily lives of the Drakensberg community. Thank you for joining us, Alderman Koos Le Roux. Welcome. How are you?
Bradley, thank you very much for this opportunity. It's a great pleasure to be here. And please take my gratitude for Radio KC in walking the road with Drakensberg Municipality in conveying the message and to make it easier for us to get the message out there to our listeners and the residents that we represent.
It is an absolute pleasure to be part of this journey, Alderman Koos Le Roux. Thank you for joining us. To start, Alderman Koos Le Roux, could you share with us some of the key decisions taken at the recent council meeting and why these decisions are significant for the Drakensberg community?
Yes, Bradley and listeners, first we need to understand that when there's a council meeting, it is actually the end of a book. The end of a book being that in the first chapter we start in hearing what are the concerns of residents. And then we go into a period of planning and discussing our possible solutions with you, and then taking it through the different portfolio committees of council, say for instance a portfolio committee for safety, or one for corporate services, or one for social services, where the opportunity is for councillors to discuss the matter and do further obtain further information regarding a matter before a recommendation goes to council, who makes the final decision. So council decision is the end of the book in the sense it closes off the matter, and this is our decision and this is how we advise you. But before that, there's a long period of consultation. So in yesterday, the 28th November's council decision, one of the important parts is where the executive mayor reports to council on what happened and what has he noticed and what has he picked up from his different MMCs, the MMCs meaning the members of the mayoral committee, from the different portfolios. And the mayor highlighted a few items, and which I'm going to quickly refer you to. The opening of the new renal care clinic in Paul. Now, a renal care clinic is where you do the dialysis of your kidneys, and it is something, it is quite a specialized procedure, and normally patients from on residents from Drakensberg had to travel to go and do that in a certain area. So the renal care clinic recently opened. Then you will remember that Drakensberg has got a twin city agreement with the city of Neumarkt in Germany, and they do give us some funding from time to time to spend, for instance, on environmentally related projects. And there was again a conversation between the executive mayor Stephen Korabi and the Lord Mayor of Neumarkt on further funding. I don't have information about it at this stage, but we will convey it as it goes along. Then Drakensberg has obtained the Bronze Tourism Award for where we are with our tourism, and we immediately acknowledge there is some work still to be done regarding tourism, because we need to extensively brand the towns in Drakensberg, because Drakensberg, the name Drakensberg on its own, doesn't have sufficient attraction out there in the tourism world. The people's going to say, okay, it's the Drakensberg Mountains, and they're in a completely different area. So we're marketing our brand names like Simondium, Paarl, Wellington, Gouda, Saron as separate entities, and we're working towards that. Then you all know, residents, that the roadworks, especially on the southern side of the N1, both sides of the DePaul golf course, in other words, on the Pinel side, as well as on the Franz Hoek side. They are progressing along. They are on schedule. There were some delays due to the inclement weather we had during the winter season. But it is on its on schedule for completion, and we're trusting and we're hoping that unless something very unfortunate happens or unforeseen happens, that the roadworks will be completed by March in 2025. And you know what, residents, what's so nice afterwards to travel on these roads is you forgot how difficult it was while we were doing the works. So just bear with us and together with us look forward to our completion date, which is not far down the road. Then one of the things that the mayor reported on is it's all good and well for a municipality to have a budget. But how quickly do you spend the budget? In other words, how quickly do you give the residents the relief for the monies that you earned or that you obtained from them through taxes? How quickly is that converted into a project with a realizable and life-affecting effect on the people? So one of the things that we do monitor is the capital expenditure. In other words, say for instance, and we've got a lot more than 100 million, but say for instance you've got 100 million. It should be expected from you to spend that 100 million, not in the last month before the next financial year starts, being the 1st of July 2025. So we can confirm that already in November, and the financial year started on the 1st of July 2024, already 50%. Of our capital budget has already been spent. So I think that is a good thing on how you measure the effectiveness of your municipality and the rollout of projects. Then festive readiness. We're in a time now where we enjoy each other, we visit each other, family come and visit us, we have parties, we travel. The children are on a holiday, they're not in school, so they want to go and visit friends and ever. How ready are Drakenstein? Please be warned that Drakenstein has got a very low tolerance for safety on the roads. So, there will be roadblocks, residents, unannounced and not in a place where you know. There will be people on duty, the lifesavers, and all our municipal pools to look after your kids and to look after the safety of people while they're enjoying the benefits of our communal swimming pools and the river in the designated areas. We cannot cover the whole river. And then a reminder, residents, 16 days of activism program against gender violence. We're all going to be at home. Look after our children, look after our women, look after each other, look after our friends. Do not expose themselves or let them be exposed to any violence or anything that can make them very unhappy during this period, which might lead to something very unfortunate. So we ask each other, let's take hands in this, and let this be the message that we can convey to all of them. All of us, families, friends, residents, visitors to our beautiful region of the world. Then we're also driving the ECD organization assistance. Now, ECD is early childhood development. Early childhood development is so important because we know that if a child doesn't get the correct educational foundation as early as possible, it affects the child's progress in school the moment they arrive in the formal education system. So we're assisting with early childhood development organizations with registrations so that they come onto the database so that they can enjoy the subsidies that we get from provincial government and the limited subsidies that Drakenstein also, municipality also provide. Then cemetery upgrades. Residents, you all know that some of our cemeteries are not in a good condition. We tend to forget about our loved ones the moment we put them into the ground. and nobody goes back and see that it's need. And I don't mean nobody. I know a lot of you go and visit your loved ones and the place where they're resting or whatever. But the municipality is really going on a drive to sharpen up on the condition of our cemeteries, and you will see the outcomes as the year goes along. Then a very important thing is these spaza shops. Residents, you know that the president and the minister, Mr. Tlabisa, didn't have a choice. We lost 22 children up until the decision by the president and the minister. And subsequent to that, I think 6 more children were exposed to food prepared and stored and sold to our young ones in not controlled conditions. So I'm selecting my words very carefully here because I don't want to go outside on what the president and the minister is trying to do here. So all municipalities received a notice from the minister. Municipalities, we look at you to get control of the situation. And we will support you in whatever you need to do to get control of the situation. The important thing to note here is that the minister and the president, President Ramaphosa, recognizes how important it is to get goods as close to people's home as possible, because everybody cannot afford to live and purchase or rent a home next to a big wholesaler, or next to a big mall, or next to an area where it's easily accessible, seeing that it's on the normal and often used taxi routes. So, sometimes at night and after hours, you need access to a bread or a milk or whatever. So we recognize, the president and Drakenstein municipality recognize the need for these shops to exist, but they should be better controlled. We cannot be part of a system where they're not properly controlled and we lose, God forbid, one child. We cannot be part of that. So we're part of this call from the president and the minister to regularize and to permitize and to licentiate these spaza shops. So we're now talking about house shops and spaza shops. And how are we going to go about this? The minister has promulgated 21 days within that timeline that the spaza shops need to get on the database with Drakenstein Municipality. We all know that there's illegal shops out there and there are legal shops out there. We all know that there are shops out there in full compliance with the law, and we know the shops out there were not in compliance with the law. So this is a national drive, and Drakenstein will play its part in this. So the spaza shop owners and the owners of the property on which they are renting, on which they erected their spaza shops, have to come into the municipality and they have to come onto the database. We did this by means of an application form, in terms of which a lot of questions are asked. Even the nationality of the people responsible for operating this spaza shop. Why? Because in this whole operation, we're also bound by the laws and the legislation of the Republic of South Africa, talking about illegal immigrants, peoples without work permits. So it is, in a sense, a cleanup operation as well. But the main effect is that all these laws and bylaws and legislation and calls from the president and directives and regulations from the national minister must work together to obtain and to ensure a safer surroundings for our residents, and especially for our underage children who visit these spaza shops and purchase food there so that they're not at risk. So it's a total comprehensive risk management exercise. Now, The sponsor shop owners come to the municipality and they fill in their form. That the filling in of the form is not automatically a permit, because that has got to be evaluated and tested against other laws and tested against occupancy, tested against legal presence in South Africa, as well as police records and stuff like that, so that the total picture is formed. Then that person is then visited, and the shop is visited by inspectors, because they have to have a look on is what on the paper the same as what we see when we visit the site. So that still got to be done, and only event of all those different requirements properly met will a permit or a license be issued. Licenses or permits are also subject to further scrutiny, which is the responsibility of the Cape Winners District Municipality with their health inspectors. So they can do unannounced visits from time to time, and they also got the authority to close down and to provide notices with a final warning or a deadline, and then eventually perhaps to close shops if they do not comply with the safety requirements, and especially with the health requirements, which is so essential and so important in this whole exercise or national exercise which Drakenstein wholeheartedly supports. So that in short is what happened in council, except for a few things that I want to highlight.
And those few things are going to be highlighted just on the other side of the break, as we are connecting with the Speaker of Drakenstein Municipality, Alderman Koos Le Roux, right here on KC 107.7.
7 days of Black Friday deals at Boxer. When you buy Lucky Star Pilchers assorted 400 gram, buy 6 for only 132 rand. MAC hand washing powder 2 kg, buy 6 for 300 rand. Boxer, the home of Black Friday deals.
We're in our new home at last. Everything's perfect, but if I had the money, I'd buy that side-by-side fridge, because of Amnandi Kai.
For 25 years, RCS has empowered South Africans with credit solutions and a vast shopping network. Visit rcs.co.za, open an account, and get a 250 Rand voucher when you spend your first 500. RCS, for the life you're making. RCS is a registered credit and authorized financial services provider. T's and C's apply.
Maak jou gereed vir 'n hartroerende aand saam met KC 107.7. Hierdie Desember bring ons die Kerstyd gees tot lewe by die 3de Kersfeesviering, en ons wil hê jy moet saam wees.
Sondag 1 Desember gaan ons lekker saam sing in die Parel. Kersfeeskerels, jingle bells en angels sing. Ek kan nie wag nie.
Waar?
Op die stoep natuurlik.
Dit klink na 'n fancy affaire. Wat trek mens aan?
Ag nee, is glad nie 'n stywe affaire nie. So kom net soos jy is. Bring jou stoel, 'n krat of whatever jy het om op te sit. En bring die hele familie saam. Neefies, niggies, broers, susters, ma's en pa's en die agterkleinkinders.
En wat van die hondjies en katjies?
Selfs die hondjie en die katjie is welkom.
Dit klink na 'n lekker familiedag.
So bring jou geliefdes saam en kom maak hierdie Christmas carols een om te onthou. Ons sien jou daar. Kasia. 7 days
of Black Friday deals at Boxer when you buy County Fair mixed chicken portions 5 kg, buy 2 for only 358 Rand. Rama original fat spread brick 500 gram, buy 6 for only 120 Rand. Boxer, the home of Black Friday deals.
Don't we always admire a person that can give so, so much? And you might think, if only I could, I would. The truth is, giving is in your blood. Donate blood or plasma, and you'll give someone a lifeline. There's no greater gift to give. Donate blood. To find your closest blood donation clinic, visit wcbs.org.za. Do something remarkable. Donate blood.
7 days of Black Friday deals at Boxer Liquors. When you buy Savannah NRV 6-pack 500ml, buy 2 for only 259 Rand. Klipdrift Export Brandy 750ml, buy 2 for only 299 Rand. Boxer Liquors. Alcohol not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Die Dialabed Black Friday uitverkoping is hier. Met 20% afslag op absoluut alles. Bespaar duisende op ons topverkopers. 40 Wings, Sealy, Simmons, Dunlop Pillow en King Coil. in alle groottes met 20% afslag en reg vir vinnige aflewering. Moet dit nie misloop nie. Dial a bag. Sleep for life. Loer in by ons winkel in Paul Mall langs aan Currycraft en Walpies.
Explore a world of wonder at Two Oceans Aquarium with our family-friendly annual membership with a full year of unlimited visits to see the fish as often as you wish. Dive into interactive experiences from meeting charming rockhopper penguins to scuba diving lessons and exclusive behind-the-scenes tours. Get up close to mesmerizing sharks, elegant stingrays, Africa's one-of-a-kind kelp forest, and a vibrant spectrum of tropical fish. Let the adventures begin! Visit aquarium.co.za to get your tickets and plan your aquarium visit.
Kom eindig jou jaar in stijl by Platinum Lounge en Sevens. Luxe ruimtes binnen en buiten met verskeie spyskaart opties en kroeg wat jou doorslees. Ons verseker 'n veilige omgewing en musiek wat jou laat goed voel. Dink jy aan fondsinsamelings? Ons is hier om jou te ondersteun. By Platinum Lounge is elke Sondag braaidag.
Nou gaan ons erby.
Maak jou bespreking vandag by 069-101-4116 of 073-039-7298. Platinum Lounge en Sevens. Ons maak jou geleentheid onvergeetlik.
You are now in the fast lane with Brad and Sean J. On Casey Drive.
As we now continue our conversation with the Speaker of Drakensberg Municipality, Alderman Koos Leroux, right here on KC 107.7.
Some of these decisions, or most of these decisions that I've already referred to, affects the whole Drakensberg region. But council also have to take decisions from time to time where they focus on the requests of residents in a certain smaller area inside Drakensberg. Examples of that is for instance, recognizing how important our sport clubs are. And that the sport clubs and the ability to go and take part in your sport, the accessibility but also the affordability of a person to go and play his cricket or his tennis or to go and swim or whatever, should not be from the municipality side. Rent-wise to a club be so high that it cannot be afforded because they have to put through the rental to the members in the forms of subs, or not subs, subs that they play, yes, that they have to pay to be a member, the annual subs. So, for instance, the Paul Cricket Club had a very reasonable amount. Where Drakensberg is also involved in some maintenance there. That was approved this month for a period. That is situated in Ward 4. Ward 4 being the Klein Parijs and Parijs sport fields. Then to narrow further down, residents have all heard of the wonderful work that's been done in Wellington with the training to home-based care and some other fields where they train people at the Warmaker Opleiding Centrum. So they're also leasing the property, which was the old Breed Street Library in Wellington. And they also, their lease has also been renewed and also at a very affordable price, because the enabling work that Warmakers Vallei Opleiding Centrum is doing there is enabling people to go and work for themselves, to empower them to go into the market and provide a service to people for which they were trained, which they are certified for, and for which they are accredited with a diploma that they receive, or a certificate that they receive, so that they can earn their own income and in the process also provide a service to our community. Another instance where there's a definite area bound benefit is the Gratefulness Community Soup Kitchen, which we also lease a property to, who provides and runs a soup kitchen as a registered NGO in Ward 16, which is in the Mbakwini area. So it's all over the place. Safety-wise, it's always a thing that the municipality look at. For instance, the closing of Marchant Street in Wellington. Marchant Street in Wellington is in the old industrial area in Wellington, running off from Blighnout Street. And it is a road that ended onto the railway line. And that is now being used as a short, or for some period, being used as a shortcut. So the people arrive at the end of the street, and now they have to cross an uncontrolled railway crossing as a shortcut to a destination, whilst 100 meters further they can cross much easier and it's much safer to cross. So that's one of the areas where we consult with the people in the area on safety reasons, and then also on the people fronting on those streets who's doing business there, whether they would have an objection and whether there would be a problem if the street is closed. Dan gaan ek die volgende een 'n bietjie in Afrikaans praat. In wijk 10 byvoorbeeld in Wellington is daar 'n gangetjie. Die mense praat van 'n walkway, maar kom ons praat nou maar van 'n gangetjie wat 'n nou verbinding is tussen twee strate. Die strate is Gaanstraat en Patrysstraat in Wellington, van Wijkvlei in Wellington. Nou dit het gebruik en die gebruik het ontwikkel dat 'n misdaad op 'n sekere plek gepleeg word en dat die ontsnaproute, omdat dit voertuie hulle nie kan volg daardeur nie, dat dit 'n ontsnaproute gevolg is deur die misdadigers daardeur en so baie makliker ontsnap het van misdaadtonele af. Dit is ook gebruik deur van die misdadigers in die omgewing om mense voor te lê en van hulle kos af te neem of van hulle selfone af te neem of wat ook al. So in hierdie geval word dit dan nou deur die munisipaliteit toestemming gegee dat dit gesluit word. Dit kry dan 'n heining aan albei kante, met ander woorde dis nie meer 'n deurgang vir die mense nie. Dit maak die area veiliger en wat normaalweg gebeur is dat die aangrensende inwoners vat verantwoordelikheid oor die skoonhou daarvan, want hulle veiligheid is ook in die proses verbeter. Ons moet onthou dat deurgangetjies van tyd tot tyd is nie noodwendig net 2 meter breë geteerde paadjie wat deurgaan met ligte en albei inwoners aan albei kante het 2 meter hoë mure nie. Dit gebeur nie so in ons gemeenskap nie. In baie gevalle is dit 'n meter hoë muurtjie. So met die deure hardloop daar, is daar ook 'n oorsprong en toegang tot aangrensende privaat eiendomme. So dit is een van die voorbeelde waar die munisipaliteit hande vat en luister en dan bereid is om veranderings te maak in 'n paadjie wat ons teen ons koste opgerig het. Maar ons moet om herbeplan omdat hy vir ons 'n probleem veroorsaak. Dan moet ons onthou dat saam met die beplanning van 'n munisipaliteit oor sy begroting is daar verskillende meetinstrumente. There's different measurements in the assessment of a monthly budget, and that is normally done by the finance department, but also by the finance portfolio, which is the portfolio of the deputy mayor Gert Komring, and where he files what we call a section 71 monitoring report. And in that report, the municipality's performance on how quickly did we get the money in, how much money did we get in, are we still following our budget? In the sense, are we not spending too much on this? Because we only expect so much money coming in and the two must balance. So we measure each other all the time. How much money do we have in the bank? If something very bad happens and we have to carry ourselves, say for instance the banking system collapse for a month, can the municipality survive and let all these services be rendered to you as residents for how long after this bad occurrence? And Drakenstein is now just below 2. So 2 means for 2 months we can carry ourselves without 1 cent coming in, which is a good measurement, because you have to continuously monitor yourself. Another thing is that we call it the gearing ratio. Nou, gearing ratio, mense, beteken 'n manier hoe jy toets met jou skuldlas wat jy het teenoor jou maandelikse geld wat inkom, teenoor die fondse wat jy beskikbaar het en wat ek al, so kan jy jou skuld diens. Met ander woorde, hoe laar hierdie gearing ratio is, hoe laar hierdie formule is, hoe sterker is jy en hoe minder is die moontlikheid daar dat jy nie moeilikheid kan beland. Julle sien allemaal op die televisie, die twee manne wat op die rusbank sit, en dan kyk hulle van mekaar, dan sien hulle as iets wat hulle wil koop, en dan vraag die een van die ander een, wat is jou credit score? Dan sien julle ons hy dingetjies boek aan die kop hardloop, en hardloop hy horlosie naalkie, en dan stop hy op 'n sekere punt en sê, myne is 273, en die ander een sê nie, maar myne is 285, of wat het ook nou al. Dit beteken, is a meetinstrument, van hoe sterk is jy om jou verpligting te nakom, en hoe moeilik, wat is die kanse dat die bank weer vir jou geld gaan gee en te leen, sodat jy verdere dienste vir jou mense kan gee. Nou, Drakenstein, sin het prachtig afgekom, ons staan op hierdie stadium net boek in die 40%, teenoor, ons het vroeger jare gaan draai aan hier baie, hier rondom die 70%, dit beteken dat behalwe dat ons die geld spandeer buite tot voordeel van die mense, is daar ook 'n sinvolle beplanning dat ons moet sterk genoeg bly. Met ander woorde, ons moet gym om ons lyf sterk te hou. We have to gym to keep our body and the body is the municipality's capability to be sustainable over a period. And otherwise, the people must be able to trust the municipality as the body and the institution who makes plans, who makes laws, who takes our money, but what do they do with the money? How well will they be able to look after us in the future? Because our children is growing up, they're getting bigger, and we need a long-term plan, a long-term sustainable plan with proper outcomes. So that is on the financial side. The residents can be assured that there's a reason why the Auditor General has now provided Drakenstein Municipality in excess of 10 clean audits, which means that they could not find anything wrong financially, in the sense that the proper financial control, but also that the planning that they do and how they roll out and how they work with the money operationally complies with all the laws and the regulations applicable. So they can be rest assured about that. Then another thing, which is now closer to the office of the Speaker, you know that the Drakenstein Municipality gives each ward councillor, each ward, 260,000 rand to spend on projects in that ward which was identified and prioritized in conjunction with the community and the ward committee, and those are then brought in as proposals which the Drakenstein Municipality has to confirm by means of a decision in the council meeting. After it's been tested by the officials, does it comply with the laws? Does it comply with legislation? Can it be rolled out? Is it in other words, is it not something that's on a wish list, but it's not something that the municipality can roll out? So after all those tests has been done, so all the ward projects has been approved. The ward projects in residence has been approved up till the amount of, I think it was 170,000 already in September this year. So those rollouts are already in place. And then a further amount was allocated, increasing the amount from 170,000 to 260,000. So that gave the ward councillors the extra opportunity to consult with their communities and roll out further projects. Of the 260,000, 20,000 rand of each ward has been put in a separate account by the executive mayor. Why did he do this? Why did he take away money here? The executive mayor says, I drive around in Drakenstein a lot, and I am not happy with the condition of our areas out there. There is still too many papers lying around. There's too many waste. And I need to be able to do special projects on cleaning up in certain areas, of raising the public awareness in certain areas, and removing drop-off points in certain areas. Because you cannot, as a municipality, say that we created a drop-off area next to a church or next to a school or next to a hostel or in a residential area. And this is now allowable, permissible for people to go and dump there. And in the area, in the process, you affect all the people around that. It cannot be right. There must be another solution. So that's why Drakenstein is now driving in our waste management department, refuse department, different ways of we're rolling out extra wheelie bins. We're going on a drive to provide more black bags. We're going on a drive to ascertain in a dump site area what is the reason why the people are dumping there. What is it that they need to provide us with their waste in a different manner so we can take it away more regularly, other than dumping it in a dump site and affecting a lot of people's lives, not even mentioning the safety and the unhealthy conditions around those areas. So we are really on a drive regarding this. But whilst we are going on this drive, there's certain areas that need to be cleared up immediately. And that's why the mayor said, in addition to what you budgeted for, if I drive around, I need to be able to make a quick decision to instruct the officials, go and clean up there, and if you need money, here's the money. So this is the idea with those 20,000 rand. The 20,000 rand will not necessarily be spent in, say, for instance, Ward 4 or Ward 15. It can be 40,000 rand that's spent in Ward 3 or Ward 16 or whatever. But it must be to the general benefit of a lot of residents affected by unhealthy and dirty conditions existing there due to an area allocated dump site status. And this is really, residents, what I believe we should get out of our lives. We should never be talking about dump site sites. It's just degrading and it's wrong. So the municipality is busy with the drive regarding that.
It's okay, see, 107.7. And we are speaking to the Speaker of Drakenstein Municipality, Alderman Koos Leroux, giving us a rundown of those key decisions made at the latest council meeting and explaining how these decisions is impacting the daily lives of all of us in the Drakenstein community. We'll just break and then we'll be back after that.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
We are just a mere couple of weeks away from it. Soon it's going to be December over the weekend, and of course our Christmas carols at the Stupa this coming Sunday at 6 o'clock. Please bring everyone. That song, a testament to those celebrations. Ed Sheeran and Elton John teaming up with Merry Christmas. 10 minutes away from the top of the hour as we return to our conversation with the Speaker of Drakensberg Municipality, Alderman Koos Leroux.
Further in the agenda, I have noted on capital projects that council have now approved the agenda of the previous council meeting, and I just want to mention one thing about the previous council meeting. Not all the roads in Drakensberg are municipal roads. Roads has got a different grading. You get national roads like the N1 running from Cape Town up to Johannesburg. That's an N1. That is totally the responsibility of SANRAL. And Drakensberg and our resident doesn't make a contribution to that. That their money comes from the national fiscus, of the national pot of money that that's a thing that receives it from SARS and says this is available for you to spend, a national minister of finance, and you must now allocate it to the different departments. And then we got provincial roads, which is the responsibility of the province, and out of their budget they pay the maintenance and upkeep of those roads, building and changes. And then we've got limited provincial roads, and then where the provincial authority shares the cost with the local municipality on an 80-20 basis. That means, say for instance, the building of a road costs 10 million rand, the province will give 8 million rand, and Drakensberg must provide 2 million. And then there is contractors appointed, and they've got the 10 million, but we also contribute to that. So that means that from time to time, we have to go to the provincial government and tell them, listen, these are the 80-20 roads, what we think should bring an impact into our people's lives and should be addressed. And they put it then through their budget, because they must budget for the 80%. And then once they approved it, we approved the 20% in our budget. So there is major roads receiving attention, roads where we see that it's been degraded a little bit. For instance, the section in Church Street in Wellington needs to connect up after the provincial road has redone the Bainsloof Pass. And those of you who have recently travelled the Rainsloof Pass, what a wonderful job they did there. But there is a certain section when you enter Wellington where the street is not in an acceptable condition, and seeing that it's a main thoroughfare for tourism and people travelling through our town, that's going to be addressed in funding next year. And then also a section of Main Street in Wellington, from the church down to the station bridge. But those are just examples. Some of these examples, and I don't have the full list now with me, is also in Paarl. It's also in Simondium, but you know the two major roadworks being done in Simondium, both sides of the Bosmere Golf Estate. And then there's also roadworks scheduled for the other areas. I don't have the list for me, but people are welcome to have a look at our website, where there's a full list of these roadworks. Now, in closing off, I see I've got about 15 minutes. In closing off, because I believe you're going to play some adverts in between the drive show, Bradley. In closing off, people, the Drakensberg Municipal Council is represented by 65 councillors. And let me take the opportunity today to thank all 65 councillors. Because irrespective of the political party that you belong to, you play a role in voicing the opinions and representing the values and the needs of the people that elected you. And it all comes together through the portfolio meetings or the portfolio committees, where you are scheduled to appear and where you are scheduled to take part and where you're also expected to take part and where the speaker monitors where you attend and to take part. Which all of these contributions from all the political parties, but especially from all my councillors, together with the officials, culminate means ends up in Afrikaans, dat eindig in die besluit wat die munisipale raad neem. In belang van die mense, nie een van hierdie besluite wat ons geneem, is daar om een persoon te bevoordeel nie. Dit word alles getoets teenoor wat mag ons doen in terme van wetgewing, wat word van ons verwag in terme van wetgewing. Gee ons die basiese dienste wat ons moet gee. Gee ons vir die mense elektrisiteit. Gee ons vir die mense water. Sorg ons dat daar paaie in stand is. Vat ons hulle vullis weg. Sorg ons dat hulle riool nie by hulle huise opdam nie en weggevoer word en verwerk word sodat ons 'n veilige omgewing en 'n gesonde omgewing kan hê waar ons kinders kan grootmaak. Ek kan sonder enige twyfel vir u sê dit is Drakensberg munisipaliteit se besigheid dag in en dag uit. But people, we cannot do this as 65 councillors sitting in chambers alone. We need our residents to be involved in public participation, in expressing their needs, in attending public meetings, in attending ward committee meetings, in forming groups in their community where they talk about an issue for them, whether it's safety, whether it's health, whether it's a park, whether it's a street, whether it's a dirty house not being looked after and on a tourist route, doesn't matter. Whether it's the frequency of service that's delivered in Lady Grey Street in the afternoon of a Saturday. Those are the things that the community should be involved in and must be involved in. It can never be that local government where government is so close to the people. It's difficult to get President Ramaphosa here to talk to me about your neighbor's refuse. But the ward council is here and the ward committee members is here. But we need each other to work together in driving a better life for all through proper management, through proper consultation, through proper public participation, culminating in proper decisions, well-funded, to provide the relief that all our residents in Drakensberg need. And that is the message from the Speaker's office as chairperson of the council that I try and instill and drive and look for in all my councillors. The decision at the end of the day, die besluit wat die munisipale raad naam en wat neem, moet 'n uitkoms gee. En die uitkoms moet wees 'n beter lewe vir almal in Drakensberg en 'n toekoms vir ons kinders in Drakensberg. Al is dit dat ons partykeer klein triekies moet neem om by die groter doel uit te kom. Maar minstens moet Drakensberg nou wees dat ons treetjies neem in vooruitgang na die uitkoms wat ons almal benodig. Maar ons het u nodig om saam met ons die pad te vat. As ons byvoorbeeld praat van 'n opruimingsprojek in 'n area, dis nie die munisipaliteit wat daai papier op die grond gooi nie. Dis nie die ambtenare wat daar verbyrou met 'n bakkie en bourommel damp nie. En hierdie samewerking en hande vat in verbetering van lewe behels ook dat u vir uself moet vra. Is dit my vullis wat daar lê? Hoekom lê my vullis daar? Is daar 'n ander manier hoe my vullis hanteer kan word? Is daar 'n ander manier hoe my kind veiliger kan loop skool toe? Nie verby 'n probleemarea nie. Praat ons van tyd tot tyd, woon ons die gemeenskap polisieering forums by, waar die polisie in uniform na ons toe kom en met ons kom praat oor veiligheid in ons area. of los ons alles vir die wijksraad sit om te gaan bywoon? En is ons agterna ongelukkig om met sissie in moeilike omstandighede na buite toilet toe moet gaan of skool toe moet gaan in die oggend in die winter waar het donker is en het reën? So, kom ons vat hande, want al die antwoorde in hierdie probleemstelling wat ek maak, is nie in die munisipaliteitse hande nie, is nie in die gemeenskapse hande nie, is nie in die presidentse hande nie, is nie in provinsiese hande nie, is waar ons hande kan vat en saam kan kom by jou oplossing, sodat ons saam werk en te sorg dat die oplossing werk vir ons, tot voordeel vir ons allemaal. Ek sê vir jy baie, baie dankie, dat ek die geleentheid gehad om met jy te kon gesels, and I know some of these things are not directly related to an item on the municipal agenda. Some of these things are speaker speaking from his heart. And thank you so much for listening to me in this regard, and I really look forward together with my municipal council and the Drakenstein municipality to walk the road with you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Alderman Koos Leroux, for taking the time to update us on the decisions shaping our community. We appreciate your dedication to keeping Drakenstein residents informed, and we look forward to hearing more in the future council news segments. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend and be safe.
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and my greetings, and especially my festive greetings to all the people from Drakenstein.
Thank you, Speaker.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.